First of all, we have a big schuss here together because we look around and there are many, many members of the Shira that are not with us. And most of those members, well, not all those members, but most of those members are not with us because Baruch Hashem, they're in Eretz Yisrael. And they've chosen when they have some level of Ben Azmanim that we jump to Eretz Yisrael and we go back to Yeshiva and back to sit and learn. Yeah, I'm not going to start naming so that we don't forget one of the chevra, but I'll look around, we see a lot of the guys are not here, Baruch Hashem, and that's where they are. And hopefully, that's a siman tov lanu for each and every one of us. And maybe that, you know, our shir, so if many of the members already went to Eretz Yisrael, they're just paving the way. Ves Yehuda Shalach Lefanov to Eretz Yisrael to set up so we should all, Bez Hashem, Bekar of Mamish, be in Eretz Yisrael with Gantz Klai Yisrael, Bekar B'Yameinu. On that note, Mir Tashem, even if we're not Zech Mashiach, Sunday to have a flight to Eretz Yisrael. So next week, Shir will be in Eretz Yisrael, so you guys have to all join me there. We're not going to watch it. We have Shir without the whole Chavra. So Mir Tashem, we'll all be together in Yishlaim HaKadosh next week with all the Chavra that's already there. And we welcome back a couple of the Chavra that are back from Eretz Yisrael. It's Shul Zachari and Kobi. Mir Tashem. You know, you had this chus to be living in Eretz Yisrael and growing in Eretz Yisrael for a long time. Hopefully you'll get back soon, like we just explained. You'll be back. You just have, your parents don't realize you're just back for Shabbos. And Mirz Hashem, we're all going back. But realize the ikker way to Kasher Takash Baruch is what you were doing all day in Eretz Yisrael. That was learning Torah. And if we're not Zoichim in Eretz Yisrael for whatever reason, we're in Chutz La'aretz. It doesn't mean we can't be just as close to Takash Baruch Hu. By being miskarev to his Torah, by learning his Torah, by being one with his Torah. And that's why we come together Thursday nights, just to learn Torah together. And to give the Rabbanu Shalom a big hug. Mir Tashem, you should feel that you're always hugging the Rabbanu Shalom. Whether you're in Eretz Yisrael, or whether for whatever reason you have to be here, you should always feel in the embrace of the Rabbanu Shalom, Bez Hashem. Mm-hmm. You know, open up Parshas Vayechi, and it's a very special Parsha. Because the Parsha that discusses primarily, and the big focus, the brachos of a father to his sons, father to his grandchildren as well. And the bracha between a father and sons is something very, very special, very emotional. You should all be zeicha. You all will be zeicha b'karav in the right time, shatayva, with your own children. I know for myself, every single Lel Shabbos, it's so very special, the right before Kiddush, to give every one of my children a bracha. Everyone a personal bracha. It's very hard for me not having Shmuel here. You should know every single Erev Shabbos, even though all week long he doesn't call me, I don't speak to him. Rarely. Baruch Hashem, I hope it's because he's learning. But Erev Shabbos we speak, even if it's for a few seconds, no matter what. And every Erev Shabbos, I give him a bracha over the phone. But also Lel Shabbos, because you want to give that bracha on the Kedusha Shabbos. So when I give a bracha to all my other children, I give Shmuel a bracha as well. And it's something very, very special. It's something very special trying to connect to every child and try to give a bracha to every child. Because as a parent, you want so much from your children and for your children. You want them to have lives of simcha and lives of bracha. And as a Rebbe, Kom Lamed is bent Chaver Torah Kilu Yoldo. I feel like each and every one of my Talmidim is also Mamish a child. And it's the same brachos that I want for each and every one of you. So let's learn a little bit about the brachos and one specific Rashi within these brachos at the very end of the brachos. The very end of the brachos, after Yaakovinu gives brachos to each and every one of his Heilige Shvatim, the Shiftei Ka. The Pasuk says in Perek Mem Tes, Pasuk Chav Ches, Kol Eila Shifte Yisrael Shnei Masr, they were 12 Shvatim, V'zos Asher Dibur Lam Aviyem, and this is what their father spoke to them and told them all the brachos that we just finished. You'll go through if you haven't gone through this week. V'yavarach Osam Ish Asher Kibirchaso Beirach Osam. V'yavarach Osam, and he blessed them. But then Ish Asher Kibir Chasu, each man according to his bracha, Beirach Osam, he blessed them. And Rashi right away picks up on the obvious question. If you know diktuk a little bit, it shouldn't say birach osam. It should say ish asher kibirchaso. Each man according to his bracha should birach oso. He blessed him. Why does it say birach osam? He blessed them. So Rashi says, what we just asked. Gave a bracha to Yehuda. Mamish, my name, Ari Yehuda, Gvura Yehuda. Gvura Sari, the strength of a lion. Ulvinyamin Chatifaso Shel Zev. He gave him the ability to grab things like a wolf. I'm not going to get into the depth. If we stopped and explained this right now, we'd be here all night. Naftali Kaluso Shayela. And Naftali had the lightness of what? Of an isle, of a ram. So Yachol, whatever, okay. Each, in other words, he gave each of the Shvatim their individualized bracha. Yachol, I might think, Shalom Klalam Kulam Bechol Brachos. I might think, so everybody got, every one of the Shvatim got their individual bracha. You're going to be strong, and you're going to be Echves Nish wealthy, and you're going to be... So I might have thought, they all got their individual brachas. But Shalom Klalam Kulam Bechol Brachos, but they didn't all receive all these other brachas. I mean, I got my bracha, you got your bracha, so... Tamaloymer, Beirachosam. So Rashi tells us, Beirachosam, not only did everyone get their individualized bracha, Ishak Sherki Berchaso, but it was Beirachosam, meaning they all got each other's brachas as well. Every person got their individual brachas, and berachosam, everybody got everybody else's bracha as well. That's what Rashi says, based on the Medrash Tanchuma. What's the obvious question? I mean, obviously the question's incredible, and the answer makes sense based on the read of the pasuk. It's a very big textual read. It's a very good read. But how does that make any logical sense? What's the point in giving the individualized brachas if everybody got everyone else's bracha? Then there's no need. Just gather, if everybody, basically, so at the end of the day, everybody got every bracha. That's what, the Fi Rashi, every single one of the Shvatim got all the brachas. So just gather everyone together and give a joint bracha. Gather everyone together and give a joint bracha. So why do we need the individualized brachas? Just gather it all. So, I remember the first time I had this chus to meet Rav Shalom Arush, Shlita. Rav Shalom Arush. I'm sure we've all been inspired from his svarim. Such chizik, such jesaira, such a heilig yid. So years ago, I didn't even know who he was at first. I heard about the sefer when it just came out, his first sefer, Gan Emuna. I don't even know if it was translated into English yet. Like, mom, it's just when it came out. I don't know if Eliza Brody... That's his name, right? Okay. What's the translate? Eliza Brody, if he translated them yet even... It was just in Hebrew. And it was a night that I was in the Tivarie. And I remember I was with Rabbi Storch. Go in the back and... Right here. And we were in the Tivarie speaking with Ravbina. And that night, Rav Shalom Arush was speaking to Nativ. But I hardly knew who he was at the time. I didn't even go. I was in with myself, Rav Storch, and Ravina. We're talking about all the guys going through the Talmidim. And afterwards, Rav Shalom Arush finished speaking to the yeshiva, and he came in. And Ravina turns to Rav Shalom Arush and tells him to give myself and Rav Storch brachos. That he should give us a bracha. So I forget, if you can ask Rav Storch, he'll remember this like yesterday also. He took, Rav Shalom Arush took both of our heads, and he put our heads together, and he held us like this, and he gave a bracha together with our heads together. And then he had svarim, he gave a svarim, he inscribed it, I still have, I'll show you after. From Rav Shalom Arush, his Gan Emuna in Hebrew. A joint bracha. So the Fi Rashi, it seems to be, that Yaakov Avinu, after giving each of the individualized brachas to all of the Shvatim, then it seems to be he gave them all, that everybody gets everyone else's bracha. So what was the point of individualized bracha? What's going on here? If everybody got everybody else's bracha, why were the need for individualized brachas? So Hail Gimri HaMesegei Rebbe, Zeichas HaDekash Bracha, says as follows. Now everybody in this room has seen a Gemara and learned the principle, Klal Prado Klal. Klal Prado Klal. Yidgim Omidos Torah Nedreshes Pem. Klal Prado Klal. We say it every morning, right? Klal Prado Klal. The Derech HaLimud, and we're not going to go into all the lumdus of that particular right now, but that you have where something is discussed in a general fashion, Klal, and then Prat, more detailed, and then more Klal, more general again. Klal Prado Klal. The Imamah says Klal Prado Klal is all of Avodas of our life. The entire Avodah of life is Klal Prado Klal, meaning what? Listen to how he explains it so beautifully. He says each and every one of us, we have a neshama. Each and every one of us has a holy neshama, has a holy soul. And that neshama comes mitachas akisei kavod. That neshama comes from the Rabbi Nisholam. It's constantly connected to the Rabbi Nisholam. We're mamish holy neshamas, each and every one of us. But it doesn't just come from the Rabbi Nisholam. It comes from a place that is connected to Gantz Klal Yisrael. Knesset Yisrael. The neshama was all one big achdus of neshamas. And then it comes down into this world and separates into our individual guf, into our individual body. And then each and every one of us have our individual tafkid, our individual purpose. And we have to define that and understand that. And we're going to talk about that tonight. So we started, in other words, listen closely, right? We started as klal, all just misyached with the Eibishter up in Shemayim. And now we came down into this world and we disconnected and we separated into prat, into our individual selves. But the vote of life is then not to stay as individuals and be selfish and just do our avoda even in Beit HaLamakom, but take all that we become, begashmi, beruchni, bekdusha, v'tahara, in every way, in our learning, in our davening, in our chesed, and then be mitzarif and join back together with Klal Yisrael. And get back to the Klal. It's Klal Prado Klal. All of life should be Klal Prado Klal. Let's understand what that means. Okay, so the first Klal we understand. We all started connected to the Eibishter, we were Klal. And we'll understand in a moment, just hold off on that for a moment, why that's so chashuv and so important that we started as a Klal. But Beprat means we are all individuals. No two are alike. Nobody has the same DNA as your friend. Nobody has the same fingerprints as your friend. There are no copies. And my Rebbe, Umayr the Shvil Pinchas, Bez Hashem, we're going to go see him this week. All the time when I take people to him, and myself, when we have conversations and we're talking about things, he constantly says, that there are no. He uses this line all the time. He says, there are no copies amongst Bnei Yisrael. Nobody's a copy of each other, so don't try to be like each other. There are no copies. We're all different. We're all individuals. Each and every one of us. And we have to find out who we truly are. We have to be true to ourselves. We have to be a prat. And find out our kochos, and live up to our kochos. And not to be someone else, to be yourself. To be your best self. To be your best self. In learning, in davening, in chesed, where do we put our emphasis? We have to figure that out. That's part of what the brachos were. Rabbi Yomayr, Nassus Vifinkel, Zeichas HaDekash Bracha. Mamish could hear it like yesterday, him giving his shmuz on Parshas Vayechi and talking over each of the brachos and what they represented. All of them in midos, in character traits. And all were different midos. And all of us are different. We have to find our place and be true to ourselves, not to be try to be someone else. That's our prat. But once we develop our prat, we develop who we are individually, our avoda is then to give back and to connect and be there for others and be there for Klal Yisrael. Always tell over from Rav Goldbach Shlita, of Golvach, Mamish, one of the most beautiful ideas that I've heard from Golvach, of Golvach's such a beautiful darshan. And he said, what's pshat in tzaddik atomar yifrach? A tzaddik, he says, it's pasuk to tzaddik atomar yifrach, right? We're going to daven tomorrow night. So when you daven this tomorrow night, tzaddik atomar yifrach. When you daven those words tomorrow night, if you want, by the way, in the neighborhood, Shulam Lemmer with the Mizmorim choir is going to be over here in the K-Shul over there. If you want to, I was with him last Shabbos. It was unbelievable. And Simcha Liner. It was whatever, but that's for another time. Lameza, beautiful tefillas last Shabbos. Beautiful tefillas. Beautiful Shabbos, but beautiful tefillas. Shulam Lemmer has such a voice. Wow. Simcha Liner also has such a voice. Shem gives gifts. Shem give gifts. Anyways, you're going to daven tzaddik atomer. Why katomer? What tzaddik? A tzaddik like a tzaddik yifrach. That I hear. A tzaddik should flourish. Why katomer? Like a date tree. Like a palm tree. Whatever. Like why katomer? So Rav Golvach said he was once in Eretz Yisrael by an orchard. By a date orchard. And he went and he was discussing with the farmer. And he said to the farmer, he said, tell me something. Tell me. Tzaddik, tell me something special about the dates. He says, yeah, I'll tell you something, one thing. If you plant one date tree by itself, one palm tree, you're supposed to call it a date tree or a palm tree? It's a palm tree, but still. Palm tree makes dates. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, you plant one of them by themselves, they're gonna grow, and they'll grow dates, but they're not going to be juicy, they're not going to be delicious. It's only when you have many, many together, that somehow, together, they develop and they flourish and they blossom with juicy, delicious dates. You see it all the time, right? When you see palm trees, the rows and rows of palm trees. Tzaddik katomar yifrach. A tzaddik is not an individual that just sits in a corner and learns Torah all day. Doesn't have hashpa, influence, and interact with others and go back to the klal. Tzaddik katomar, true tzaddik, is interactive with the klal, is be mashpia and be mechazik the klal, is doing chesed with others, is giving to others. Tzaddik atamer yifrach. And that's our avoda. Our avoda is the prat. We started from a klal to become that individual, to work on ourselves, perfect ourselves, find ourselves, be true to ourselves. But then bring that back to others. And give to others. Give ruchnias to others. Give gashmias to others. Be there for others. You know, Chevra knows that I have one of my svarim. When I say my svarim, because these, you see, this chumash over here, and this Pirkei Avos, this Nefesh Chaim, this Biurei Chasidus, these are all our svarim. And there are a few svarim that are my svarim. When I say my svarim, because in the regular Jewish Welt, they don't have them on their bookshelves. But I found these over the years, and they became my svarim. So Chevra knows one of my svarim is this book. It's called Season of Life. It's called Season of Life. Any of the other chever read this yet? None of you. That's what I told you. It's my sefer. It should be yours as well. It's kedai to get this and to read this. It's not big. I know the chever doesn't like reading books. We enjoy learning svarim, but I told you this is a sefer. This is written by an author, Jeffrey Marks. Who's that? I have no idea. But it says he's a Pulitzer Prize winner, so that means he's a good author, he's a good writer. And he basically spent a year with a high school football team. And it was, the coach was a man by the name of Joe Ehrman. He was a Christian, he became like some bishop, this Joe Ehrman. But he was an ex-Baltimore Colts. You guys even heard of the Baltimore Colts?
Sure.
You know, the Indianapolis Colts. There used to be once upon a time the Baltimore Colts was an NFL football team, and he was a lineman on the Baltimore Colts, and he eventually became a bishop or something, and he was coaching football. And the whole this whole book is about how this team, he taught them mamish about life much more than football. And I'll tell you something, obviously they don't get the whole Ben Olam Makom part in this book, like they don't understand that, and but Ben Olam Chavero, Mamish, it's a sefer, and Ben Olam Chavero, so beautiful. And so important. I'll read you a little bit. To understand what it means to take the prop back into the klal. Today's talk is called The Decision, Biff said. And I guarantee you, all of you will have to make it at some point in your life. And the decision is a man built for others or a man built for himself. A man built for others or a man built for himself. He asked the boys to close their eyes for a minute. Keep them closed, Biff said. Biff was the assistant coach. Think about what happens in the world when people make the decision. Man built for himself. Some of the great tragedies in the world happen when people make this decision. Biff named some of them. Greed happens. Businesses are run improperly. Young guys don't go to war to fight for freedom. They don't become policemen and firemen. Teams don't aspire to greatness. People don't bring all their talents. The quality of experience is eroded. Families break down. Husbands and wives go different ways. Children suffer. We go on and on. Instead, Biff shifted gears. What happens when you decide to be a man built for others? You strap on the oxygen tank and start climbing stairs to save people in the World Trade Center. When you're the CEO of a company, make sure everybody has a living wage, everybody has health insurance, everybody's treated with dignity and respect. When you're a high school football player, you play every single snap as hard as you can with all your talents. Because you play not only for yourself, but for everybody. As a father, you make sure that you focus on what your children need. You make sure there's no one ever treated better than your wife. You do the things that you know you're supposed to do. He said that making the decision to be a man built for others really meant choosing to live by the guidelines by the prophet Isaiah, Yeshaya. In the following pasuk, in the verse summarized, seek justice, encourage the oppressed, defend the cause of the fatherless, plead the case of the widow. Biff said those words written on his father's tombstone. Someday he also wanted them spelled out on his own. Not his wallet was this big. He bought this many things. His football record was this. He had this kind of car. I don't want any of that. None of that. Pointing to the last four lines, says, I want that. I want to be a man built for others. A man built for others being a moser nefesh for others. I give to others. I take my prat that we need to develop and go back to the klal. It's really a Mishnah Navos. It's a fairish Mishnah Navos. They don't know these things. I mean, they knew a little Yeshaya here, I guess. I don't know. But if you look in Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yudalad, Hu Ayo Omer, we all know the words. Im Ein Ani Li, Mi Li. Im Ein Ani Li, Mi Li. If I'm not for myself, who is for me? What's that? That's my prat. Again, I started from the klal. I started from this Achdus with the Rabban Shalom. And now, Im Ein Ani Li, I got to find myself. I got to be my, I have to sit and learn, and I have to daven, and I have to find out who I truly am. Where my kochos are. However, once, it may not needly meanly, once I find myself, once I find that prat, however, ukasheni la'atzmi, ma'ani. What's the next step? If I'm only to myself, if I keep it to myself, if I stay that prat and don't go back to the klal, then what? Right? Kshidant ma'ani, what am I? I'm nothing. I'm nothing. Klal prat klal. Klal prat klal means I have to find myself, be true to myself, but then bring it back to the klal. But it goes even further than that. What does it mean bringing it back to the klal? Does it just mean if you find out someone's in need and someone goes and asks you to do a favor, your mother tomorrow is cooking and she realizes she needs two more eggs and she says, could you please go and get me the eggs, that you go to get the eggs? Who wouldn't do that? How could you not? That what prat? That's taking my prat and going back to the klal? Nish, it's not enough. Not enough. Rav Shur brought down from the Sefer Avodas Avram. And he says that, if you look, we know, it's very famous, Svarim brings this down, that the Yugim Amidas Shatorin Adreshas Bahen are connected, the Yugim Amidas Harachamim. Hashem, Hashem, Karachim, Chan, and Rav Chapayim, Rav Chesed, V'yemes. If you look, Klal Pradu Klal is connected with Rav Chesed. V'rav chesed. An abundance of chesed. An abundance of kindness. What is v'rav chesed? You know what v'rav chesed is? Ibn Dechal, the Hilgul B'nai Soscher. He explains v'rav chesed is. What's the difference between chesed and v'rav chesed? He says chesed is being reactive. Being reactive means someone comes to ask you a favor and needs some help, and you go and help them. Your friend calls you up. His car broke down, and he has cords, but he needs someone to come to bump, to jump him. So you get in your car, and you go help him. That's being reactive. That's chesed. The Rav Chesed means I'm proactive. Rav Chesed, I'm looking to help others. I'm looking to give to others. I'm looking to be there for others. I'm looking to build others. You know what Rav Chesed means? It means I'm driving and I see someone on the side of the road, I stop my car and go to help him. Nobody asked me to. Nobody called me. That's just chesed. Proactive means I'm looking to help others. I'm caring to do for others. Proactive means, you see a car that's stuck on the divider by the George Washington Bridge, and you take your Range Rover and you push him off. Well, still, one day we'll find that yet. Probably not, because I believe it was Eliyahu Navi, but I'm even Yavin. Yeah. It's Rav Chesed. Rav Chesed means you have friends that you know are not holding where they should be holding in Yiddishkeit. They were once upon a time. They were in yeshiva with you just like you and sitting and learning. And now, based on society and culture, they've fallen. So now when they call you and ask you, oh, will you learn with me once a week? You say, sure. You call them and say, you want to get together and do lunch and spend a little time. Just by being yourself, you give me machazik, give me mashbi on them. And you're looking. And you say, oh, maybe we'll learn a little bit. Maybe you come to me for Shabbos. The Rav Chesed. So Eliezer was looking for a wife for Yitzchak, right? For Rivka. It wasn't just if she'll come and give him to drink. I want to, more than that, I'm going to also give the camels drink. I'm going to also do proactively. And there are big people like this. In our community, there are big people like this. I remember, probably share the story at some point. I don't know what this chever. You never know what stories you've shared. What story you haven't shared? I'll tell you a story that happened in our community in one of the shuls. I know I said this over some, maybe a year or two ago. Someone was nervous. It was about their shul, and they were right. It was about their shul. That there was a particular shul that someone was davening in, and there was somebody there that had. That was in his year of Avelis and wanted to daven for the Amr. And they wouldn't let him because they had a rule in the shul that you had to be a member to daven for the Amr. Now, I totally understand a member should take precedence. That I hear. That makes sense. Meaning taking precedence, why you over the other? But if not, that you can't daven for the Amr because you're not a member of the shul. And someone else in the shul saw this happened. And Mamish was very upset about it. The guy that wasn't allowed to daven for the Amr, the next day got a call from the shul, maybe the president or someone, just want you to know that now you're a member of the shul. This other person saw this happened, called up the shul and said, I'll pay for that guy's membership so that he could daven for the Amr. Nobody asked him to, nobody. That's Rav Chesed. Since his time, the shul has changed their policy, by the way, Baruch Hashem. But that's Virav Chesed. Virav Chesed, I'm looking for others. I'll read you a little bit more from my Sefer over here, Season of Life. Here, Biff, the assistant coach is speaking again. He says, what's empathy? Feeling what? Feeling what the other people feel, said senior Napoleon Sykes, one of the team captains. A small but solid wide receiver and hard-hitting defensive back who had already accepted a scholarship to play college football at Wake Forest. Exactly right, Biff said. Not feeling for someone, but with someone. If you could put yourself in another man's shoes, that's a great gift to have for a lifetime. That was the whole idea behind Biff and Joe's ironclad rule. No Gilman football player should ever let another Gilman boy, teammate or not, eat lunch by himself. You happen to see another boy off by himself, go sit with him. Or bring him over to sit with you and your friends. I don't care if you know him or not. I don't care if he's the best athlete in school, the so-called nerd with his head always down in the books. You go get him and you make him feel wanted. You make him feel special. Simple, right? Well, that's being a man built for others. Proactively, Virav Chesed. Nobody asked you to go get him. He didn't ask you to have lunch with him. Virav Chesed. Klal Prado Klal. I build myself, everyone has to build their individual self and be themselves, but we have to bring it back to the cloud. We have to bring it back to the cloud. How do you do that? You have to have an Ayin Tov. You have to have an ayin tov. You have to have a good eye. An ayin tov means I'm looking to help others. I'm looking to care for others. I see the needs of others. I care for the needs of others. I need that ayin tov. Of course, ayin tov is gematria 147, which is exactly how old Yaakov Avinu was right now. When this is what he's teaching to his children, which we'll get to in a moment. Because that's when the ultimate brachos can happen. The ultimate brachos can happen. The Pasuk Mishlei Chavbeis Tav Pasuk Tes says, Tov Ayin, Hu Yivarach. When you have that Ayin Tov, Tov Ayin, Hu Yivarach. That's when you'll have bracha. When you take your prat back into the klal. So what do we see? Klal prat klal is a way of life. What did Yaakov Avinu do? Read the psukim. First, he gathers together everybody. Ha'asifa v'agidu lachem. He gathers everybody together. First, he gathers and he starts bichlal. All the shvatim come together bichlal. Then he talks to each individually. Reuven, this is you. Shimon, this is you. Levi, this is you. Klal uprat. And then we end. As we read here, back into the klal. Then he goes back. Meaning what? What does Rashi mean? Now we understand finally. And this is what the Halakha of Chiddush HaRim was teaching us. Imri Emes, I'm sorry. But the Imri Emes was teaching us the way of life is klal para klal. So that was the way of these brachos. First, all the shifty kohort together, then individualized, given their brachos. What does Rashi mean? That everybody had each other's brachos, maybe. Lefi the Halakha of Imri Emes. It doesn't mean that he gave Gibur, Gvura to Yehuda, and the Chvesnes, Yisachar also had Gvura. But it meant that Yehuda understood that his koach of Gvura needs to be what? He needs to be mashpiyat, he needs to take it into the klal. So ultimately, Yisachar ends up with it as well, because he gains it from the interaction with Yehuda. In other words, each and every one of us, we have to bring our kochos back to Klal Yisrael. And give over that to Klal Yisrael. And give it to others. And be back into that Klal. So it's not that we necessarily have each individual bracha. It's not that all the Shvatim have. But they still ultimately benefit from all of them. And that's what it is to be a member of Klal Yisrael. That's the achdus of Klal Yisrael. We only a few days ago by Sima Shas. Feels like a long time ago. Now, I don't think anyone, maybe I'm wrong, that I know of, nobody in the room was Misayim Shas at the Sima Shas. Am I wrong? Was anyone Misayim Shas at the Sima Shas? I feel bad. None of us were, those of us here weren't Misayim Shas at the Sima Shas. Yet each and every one of us had such tremendous Hargashos Halev. We had such amazing Simchas Achayim. We were lifted to places we haven't been lifted in the longest of times. Who knows? Because we were part of that klal. And we felt the simcha of the Yidin who were b'Misayim Shas. We felt it. We literally were one with them. We were in that bracha together with them. Oh, we weren't Misayim, but they brought it back into the klal. They sat and learned individually. They grew, but they brought it back into the klal. We celebrated together. And we feel it. In our avodah, in every avodah in our life, is to understand that yes, we have to become ourselves, but within the context of Klal Yisrael, and bring it back to Klal Yisrael, and care for others, and give to others. We also don't forget that we come from that Klal initially. Why is that so important? Why is it initially that we come from that Klal? On one level, you can say, because that's how we'll make sure to get back to that Klal. You know, it's like the Torah that's learned with the Malach in the womb. It makes it easier to get back there. And we remember where we want to get. But it also means if we come from that klal, that means we have greatness within us. I mean, don't think you can't become great. Don't think you can't become the greatest you. Because you're not just a prat, some individual in this world. You came from a klal. You have all the koichas of everybody as well. You have all the koichas of the Eibishter in you. So you have greatness within you. And we have to maximize that. We have to find that. And we have to realize who we are and become who we are and then bring it back into Klal Yisrael. But you know what else it means to be back into Klal Yisrael, I believe? I'll tell you something else it means. It doesn't just mean And it does, but it doesn't just mean, even though I shouldn't say use the word just, because that alone would be enough, that we have to be mashpia on others and care for others and give to others. But it means something else. It means that every time we have an avodah, even in our prat, it has an effect on others. We have to realize, every time I do a mitzvah, every time I learn Torah, every time I daven, it affects the klal. My actions affect the klal. I matter. My prat affects the klal. I have to realize that as well. It's not just that I have to make sure that I'm interacting with and being mashpia on the klal, but my avodah affects the klal. Nefesh HaChaim, Chaim Elojener, in Shar Aleph, Perek Dalet, is one of those svarim. This is our svarim that everybody has to learn. By the way, we've spoken over the years of different svarim that if you didn't go through this, then you have to start not tomorrow, tonight. So those who haven't started yet, if after Noam El Malach, you have to start Nefesh HaChaim. There's certain svarim you can't live as a yid without. I don't know. I just know personally, I wouldn't be who I am without Nefesh HaChaim. I wouldn't understand this world without Nefesh HaChaim. HaChaim V'lajiner. I'm not going to ask to raise you. See, my shas, I asked because I was pretty sure in the answer. I'm not going to ask who's learned through Nefesh HaChaim. And don't tell me you learned Shar Dalet. Shar Dalet is gevaldik and chashuv and important. You got to go through the whole thing. Okay, there's Zohar here. Baruch Hashem, they translate all the Zohar into Hebrew. It's good. It's fine. And if you don't chop every Zohar, don't worry. Anyway, Nefesh HaChaim says in Perek Dalet so beautifully, Al Yomer Belibo Chas V'Sholom, a person should never say in his heart, God forbid, Kimani, Uma Koichi, who am I? What am I? Lipol B'Maasai Ashvelim Shum Minyan Boilam. That through my lowly acts I could have any effect on the world. God forbid, don't say that. I mean, everything is from you. He goes on, I'm not going to read you the whole thing. Mamish, everything we do is affecting this world. Everything that happens in the world is through our actions. It's all a chain reaction. He goes on, there's a famous where he said, you think Nebuchadnezzar and Titus, they were able to do anything? They were able to destroy, you think they destroyed Beis HaMikdash? We destroyed Beis HaMikdash through our actions. So Achaz Kama V'Kama, through our Ma'asim Toivim, through our mitzvahs, through our davening, through our learning, we have an effect on the klal. We have to believe this. We have to believe this in the most beautiful ways. We have to believe in what we can accomplish, what we can do, and how we could affect the world. We live in a scary time. And we can't deny that. And you can't look the other way. The amount of anti-Semitism in America, in New York, like we've never seen in our lives. In our lives like we've never seen, sitting here. And you look in the world and what's... I don't know, hopefully Bez Hashem will calm down. We don't know, but what's going on with Iran? These are not pashut things. So then you could say, but what could I do? Who am I? Who am I? I'm 21, I'm 22, I'm 23, I'm Ichvesnish, and what am I what? What could I do? You know what you could do? You could sit and learn Torah. You could daven. You could do Ma'asim Tovim. You could take on Kabbalahs to do a little bit more. And you realize that affects the klal, that affects the whole world. Do you know if you're saving the world? I know one thing is no one else is saving the world. We're the only ones that could save the world. Because it's all dependent on our ma'asim. That's how what affects the klal. So it means that as well. Klal prat of klal, this concept of that we started as one and we have our individual and we come together b'chlal, like we see in these brachos. It's that we have to go and care for the others and give to others. But also realize just through our prati dikamaisim we affect others in a very real way. We say, those of us who say l'shem yichud before a mitzvah, l'shem yichud, kudshe b'richi, we say b'shem kol Yisrael. B'shem kol Yisrael, what b'shem kol Yisrael? I'm putting on my tefillin now, b'shem kol Yisrael, what's up to do with kol Yisrael? No, it affects klal Yisrael. When I do a mitzvah, it mamish has an effect on klal Yisrael. It's an effect on the whole entire world. We have to believe that. And not just if you're a Rebbe, and not just if you're a Shiva or a Mashpia. Every one of us could affect the world. Every one of us. We have to believe in ourselves, believe in our kochos. Let's Hashem, we should be zoicha to live up to all the brachas of Yaakov Avinu. We should be zoicha to find our prat, to find out who we are, to be true to ourselves, and then bring that back to Klal. Bring that back to Klal Yisrael, in the way we give to others, in the way we mashpi on others. And then hopefully, if we do that, Bez Hashem, we'll be zeicha. We know it's in this parasha, Yaakov Avinu is leaving the world. He wanted so badly to be Megalas Aketz. He wanted to reveal the end. So, Bez Hashem, we should bring that end with Mashiach Zakenu, with Gula Shlema, b'mehera b'yemenu.